Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir! Make the choice today. Who you gonna serve?
Come in and have a seat. You have your Omega 7 live coming to you from my studio. That's right. We're in another segment of Women in Treatment, Aromatherapy Treatment for Children. That's the topic for today, ladies and gentlemen. And mothers, you want to come close to the terminal so you can get this information for your sensitive ones, the youngest ones in the family. That's right. Welcome once again. I'd like to thank all of my followers for following the leader. Thank you for Twittering me and following me. I certainly do appreciate it. I hope that I can return a favor by listening to your shows and following you throughout the segment of the year. However, I am so swamped with listening to all of my followers, but I try to do the best I can. Once again, I'd like to welcome those new listeners and tell you that we definitely do elicit your help in going out on the Facebook and becoming one of our Facebook friends, as well as becoming one of our Twitterers. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have been trying to cover topics that are noteworthy, such as treatment for our women and children. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Last night, Omi talked so much that I talked myself right off the show before I could finish tying up loose ends. We were talking about hormone imbalances and talking about those natural aromatherapy essential oils that can mimic the actual production of hormones. So if you did not get a chance to listen last night, go and listen to our show on demand. I'm sure you will enjoy it. And for those newcomers today, we are talking about the sensitive one of the family. That's the youngest child in the family, the child that normally needs a lot of attention and who is very sensitive when it comes to health. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask you to call in, and you can participate also by calling in, giving your 2 cents. Lock that dial in, 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. We're going to line up right now and get ready to do our Dirty Dozen Dance. It is a national anthem for us, and we're trying to break you in so that you won't be so stagnant and you will have your energy and frequency working for you. So because we are not going to be here on Fridays anymore, we have to somehow get it in there between Wednesday and Thursday, and you know this is hump day. So let's get up and do our Dirty Dozen Dance. Stand to your feet. Now, you know what? It seems as if they don't want me to play my music, but I got news for them. I got some music already prepared.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be a part of your lineage. Father God, we are heirs of throne, and we must act as if we are heirs of throne because you own everything, the world and the earth and those that dwell in it. You own all of it. So why must we beg and petition you on behalf of what we need? We have daily needs, and you said we will have our needs. We have abundance because you are abundant. When you know you're already something, you don't need to ask for it, Father. You just walk in that consciousness of knowing you have abundance already. Help us to be mindful of the fact that we were born into abundance, coming here lacking nothing, desiring nothing, being whole in our entirety. Help us to be conscious and remember who we were, that we came from a being that is lacking nothing. You can't sub anything, Father, so why are we getting below the standards and acting as if we're poor in our spirit? We're rich in all our affairs. All we need to do is stand in that position of being royalty. Now, I'm not talking about some royal priesthood that you take from King Concordian and make into a priest. I'm talking about heirs of a throne that Jesus knew he was, so he acted in the position of royal priesthood. Now, why don't you start acting in a position of a royal priest, one that can heal, one that can send energy, one that knows metaphysics? Stop with all this stupidness and ill preparation of using Peter and Paul and John. The question is, who are you? What did you come here to do? What is your mission here in this life? Write the next book in the King Book of Records. Write the next book, and you be the next disciple. Live out the life of the precious, loving God who knows that you have the power in you. Now live out why you came here. You're the sum total of why the ancestors came. You could not die if you wanted to. You are but a frequency. Your frequency will live on. Now let us live and walk in the annals of the gods and function as the gods do. We thank you, Father, that we know ourselves and we're coming into our own. As we gain new knowledge, we are coming into a new dispensation where we walk in the annals of the history of the pages of the gods. Let the gods come forward and let them know who they are and function in the position as a god, calling things that be not as though they were. Let them call things that be not as though they were. Call filthy lucre to you. Call correction and order to you. Call your children back into compliance. Now, we call those children back into compliance, and we call our finances back into compliance. And with this world collapsing, we must let it go. How can you pour new wine into an old vessel? You must pour out the old wine and start with the new. It is time to start new things. I give you the concept of new beginnings. Number 8 is the sign of new beginnings. Embrace it. Embrace it everywhere you go, because we're starting a new world order, a new life for your people and your children and for your families. You must understand this world has to collapse and come to an end in order for new things to begin. Let us begin with a new thought, a new fine thought, because the new thought people have been trying to tell you to take on a new consciousness. You should have already known that it was time to change your old way of thinking. It's time now. Let us think with the new mind. Thank you, Father, and we bless you. We pour libations to the east to bless you today, Father. We say, I say. We pour libations to the west to bless you. We pour libations to the north, Father, to bless you. We pour libations to the south to bless you. We pour libations to the ground, that those who are present here today, that this word will fall up on them, and it will take root, because I have been watering it periodically throughout the week. And because of the word that has been sent forward, I decree that this word will take root in the hearts of the men and women that are present here today. And it will spring up, and God will continue to give the increase. I pour a glass of water for my father, that he may have his thirst quenched, and he may be endowed. I pour a glass of water for my mother, and I said, Mother, drink well. I set a candle out before my mother, and I said, Mother, here's a light to guide you. I set out a candle for my father, and I said, Father, here's a light to guide you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere if you will just hang in there.
All aboard to New Jerusalem. All aboard to New Jerusalem. How you doing, sir? You got your ticket? Just leave your bag. Leave your bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, for going with me on the Talking Care walk through the annals of the history pages, and from time to time call out your ancestors because they inhabit your praises and also uplift God and give God the praises. We have to remember that God is not a bellhop. He's not waiting there for us to come and petition him for everything we need. He knows our needs. We ought to be praising him, not begging him. And this is not about a church where you come to beg God. We come to adore him and show adoration to him. Now, I had an opportunity to run into a couple of friends that have decided to have their church in their home. I do advocate that, and that's what you're getting right here on these airways is a church from the home, whether you know it or not. As a minister, I am compelled to bring you the good news. And the good news is not about picking up the Strong Concordian or the King James Version. It's about living out the life of EYPALU, good character, good conduct, to live a life would mean to help your fellow brother or sister and to make your fellow brother or sister's problems your own. And you cannot do that from a King Concordian or a New International book. Those books were created for manuals, for people who didn't have the word in them. You African-Americans have the word in you. You're the living epistle. You're the walking temple. Now, you are to keep your temple clean and live the life of a shooting human being. And it doesn't take tons of books to carry around to show that you know how to live the life. God put it in you. When he put his spirit in you, you already accepted the manual, and you have it within your being. Now, why don't you remember who you are and wake up? Stop this nonsense about being in someone's pulpit in church every Sunday so you can fall out in the floor. It's not about that. Get in the spirit. You can do that right in your home. Now, it is necessary to gather yourself together and to fellowship. You can fellowship right on these airways. Now, I endorsed the young lady who told me she had started to have church from home. I want to give her some prompts here. Her ministry is called Rapha Deliverance Church, and she's presenting a women's conference 2011, and the theme is Women of God Seeking Rhema Word, Seeking the Rhema Word. The conference site will be Greater New Jerusalem, 1310 Harrison Street, and that's in Gary, Indiana, on Wednesday, October 19th through Friday, October 21st from 7:30 p.m. nightly. The conference host is the Rapha Deliverance Church, Pastor Carolyn Gully King, Rhema Barriers. Wednesday, October 19th, Dr. Nisi Hosea, the Kingdom Builder Faith Ministry in Chicago. Thursday, October the 20th, Evangelist Anicia Lady Spencer, Royal Priesthood Ministry in Lafayette, Indiana. Friday, October 21st, Apostle Dana Snail, Reference the Fire Ministry in Portage, Indiana. Now, for conference registration information, you can contact Rapha Deliverance at 219-775-1283, Elder Loretta Hunter at 219-455-3433. Registration is $10 for adults, $3 for children 12 and under. Facebook Pastor Carolyn Gully King. You can find her on the Facebook. The vendors will be present there. Please do patronize this sister. She has started her own ministry, and she solicits your assistance and help. You can find her at Greater Jerusalem Full Gospel Church, 1310 Harrison Street in Gary, Indiana. P.O. Box 594, Gary, Indiana. And the number there is 219-775-1283. Pastor Carolyn Gully King. She says, I am the Lord that helps thee. Exodus 15:26 is her scripture that she uses. I'd like to thank Carolyn for employing the women to assist her and to follow her as she does that women's ministry. My main purpose on this airway is to do a ministry for families. As a family life educator, I believe that we need to learn how to live. We've done so much in the church that we've pretty much churched ourselves out. So now we don't know how to live. So I am teaching families how to live. It is not about teaching you all the scriptures, because believe you me, I spent enough days in ministerial school that I can teach you a bunch of scriptures, but whether or not you live up to them will be a different thing. I want you to understand the God-given right to live a wholesome life is not a hard one when you're leaning on God to do that. And the scriptures are already bundled within your DNA. They are there. You did not need a book to take it, to read it, to learn how to live a wholesome life. It was always there. The world made you corrupted. And now we must come away from the world and learn that we can live a wholesome life, a quality life, a healthy life. And that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. This ministry has been founded on pure life. What I've given you is what I've gone through in my life and how I've handled my life. So it's not some made-up textbook written journey, but a real life version of what Omi's gone through. Everything I'm teaching you here, you better believe I've eaten of my own message. And as a minister, I'm compelled to give it to you, and I am compelled to make sure I don't bore you to death with all of that nonsense of gathering scriptures and memorizing them. I don't think Jesus went around memorizing scriptures, and nor did he tell any of his disciples to do that either. Now, I beg the difference with anyone that can tell me where Jesus said memorize all the scriptures, because there weren't any scriptures written at the time when his disciples were going door to door and shaking the dust off their feet. He did tell them there will come a time when you will have to sell your coat and buy a sword, because you're going to have to understand it's going to be throwdown time and there will be a war and you will have to take up your sword. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you today that our minds are up for grab and there's so many biting for your mind today. Your minds are being held hostage and there's a war for your mind. That is why I'm telling you to guard your spirit and guard your mind. Because out of your mind comes the issues of life. Out of your heart comes the issues. So putting newfound information will help you to develop yourself as God so that you can come into the Godhead. God put his spirit in you, hoping that you will realize this and wake up one day and know that you're God. I am just washing you with the word to wake you up so that you will become the true God that I know you are. And you will function as God. And you will get up one day, and all power will be in your hand, and you will know that you have the power. You know why? Because power is the ability to define a thing. This is written by a theologian. To define a thing and make others accept it as their own. If you have accepted what I'm telling you, that you don't need a Bible to lead you. You need to lean on God's understanding and sit with the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit teach you. This is scriptural. It says, you need not let man teach you anything, but I will teach you all things, the Holy Spirit said. So when we go into the Spirit, I'm showing you how to gather information and learn through the Spirit. Now, this topic, again, let me get back on topic. It is about aromatherapy for children. Slow down, Omi. Slow down. I'm taking deep breaths now. Our topic in talking about aromatherapy for children, children are very sensitive. And we have to watch what we give children because they sometimes have side effects from even food. We have to watch to see if their bodies will swell up and if a rash will occur rapidly on their bottoms and their faces and their skin, it reveals so much. So therefore, using the aromatherapy treatment with the airways, in some cases, they have used auricula in the ear for the dispensing of oils. Mothers have to read. They have to read which oils are appropriate for children and if they can either be applied topically. Now, our subject is on behavior and the child, calming the child down when they become overactive. The best thing that you can use is aromatherapy for children who are acting out of norm. I won't say hyperactive because you have to first define what norm is. And if you haven't defined what the norm is, you don't know what hyperactive is. And that is for those teachers and those professionals and social workers who are diagnosing these children as being hyperactive. know what the norm is, then you can't prescribe hyperactivity as a diagnosis on any child until you define that. Therefore, if a mother knows their child and knows what is normal for their child, then they can either describe what is abnormal as well. For those mothers who are present here today, if your child is acting out the norm and you want to bring that child back into compliance, the aromatherapies have been created to fuse the airways as if it is the same thing that perfumes have done to not annihilate men and women, but to bring them to a consciousness of calming them and sedating them. Yes, you will have to go to a therapist to find out which oils to use. Lavender oil, you must question whether or not it's the appropriate one for the children. Rosemary now is being used in the olfactor and putting it in the auricula of the ear, and they are now discovering, this is not according to Omi, but Young Livingston has documented, they're now discovering through the auricula and putting that oil in the ear of an adult, I didn't say child, that they have been able to bring the hearing back when people have been diagnosed as being deaf. This oil is so powerful when used appropriately by an aromatherapist that they have now found that they can use it to do miraculous things. Now, if a child is having a behavior problem, I have seen where lavender in the atmosphere has changed the child's mood to sedating the child to a point of relaxing the child. If the child cannot sit still and his nervous order is abnormal, where he's running, he's racing, his blood pressure is racing, his heart palpitation is racing, I have seen where children became settled in their spirit through lavender oil that was in the atmosphere. Now, I did not say it topically or orally. You do not apply these oils topically until you work with the aromatherapist and let them apply them. Now, if the aromatherapy gives you the go-ahead to apply certain oils by mixing them, you follow her instructions while in her presence to make sure you are not causing any side effect on these little sensitive children. They are sensitive. Sometimes they can break out from drinking certain juices. Sometimes antibiotics can cause side effects with them too. So when you go to a therapist, make sure that they specialize in what they do and they have worked with children before. Children that go to school have to comply and behave. They cannot go in the schoolhouse running and jumping and acting out. Here's the situation. Most Caucasian children have been taught to sit down and to listen to a story or to watch a movie on the screen. African American children in their homes are usually taught differently. They are multitasking. While they're watching the movie, they're also playing G.I. Joes with their figurines while running their bicycle through the water in the kitchen. They are multitasking, and they like to be entertained by many things. So parents, you need to know they cannot take that behavior to school. It will not be appropriate or acceptable. They will be brought in and examined and found to be hyperactive because it's not acceptable for that environment in the schoolhouse. That is why so many of our Black African American children are being diagnosed, preferably boys, with hyperactivity. Now, to my knowledge and in my 30-some-odd years of being in the school district, I've never seen a pure case of attention deficit disorder because all of the specialists that work in neurology, they will tell you if the child has not had an EEG and had tests for an EEG, then you cannot prove a true attention deficit disorder with just an observation tool of surveys. You must give the child the test for sleeping throughout the night to test the brain waves to see how they're functioning and to see how the neural synapse is passing information. If you do not test this overnight, you cannot see how the child is utilizing, firing up the synapse in the brain. This is where the activity goes on for minimum brain disorder. Now, remember I talked to you about brain barriers and how this essential oil passes over the brain barriers, meaning that it could bypass the brain and go in through the olfactors, through the nostrils, or through the auricula, through the ear, meaning that this substance can be topically absorbed without going orally into the mouth and bypassing the brain and getting to the heart of the problem. That is why you must seek out information about essential oils. It was the first form of medicine before herbs were on the scene or allopathic medicine. The oils and the aromatherapies were the things used by the kings and queens, and it was valued so highly that thieves went in to steal just the oil, and they left the gold behind. That's how valuable this product was. When you go out in the stores and see oil, be leery of whether or not it is 100%. Those fragrances and perfumes are not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the 100% high-grade essential oils that must be cut with other inferior oils to break down the potency. Children sometimes have the ability to inhale these oils, and these oils will do magnificent things for them. I have seen where these oils were brought into the hospital when the doctor thought that there were no other ways to calm down anxiety and bipolar disorder. I've seen children make a turn for the better. Even in my family, I have given these oils to family members who had anxiety and no longer has anxiety because of using the essential oils. This is my claim to fame, not anyone else's. And I've seen where it has been beneficial to the patient to slow down the hyperactivity and take away the anxiety and the mood disorders. Some mood disorders are caused by neurological disorders in the body. Mothers, sometimes you must understand that when the teacher tells you your child is hyperactive, you must come into the school to observe them. And if you have an aromatherapist working with you, and she's been working with your child to clear the airways, that's right. Some children have airways around them of grief, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they can be experiencing activity from war zone communities and having back side effects and flashbacks, so therefore they're acting out these events in the classroom. If the child lives in a war zone area, it's very likely that he could come to school acting out these catastrophic programs and problems in your community that go on from week to week, whether it be murders, whether it be homicides, the children can have a backlash from that. So therapists have to clean the aura around the child to clear the field so that the child can function with his memory and not have these flashbacks. Mothers, things are going on in your child's life that needs clearing. So you need to have an aromatherapist to tell you this.